Today's daf is Pesachim, daf Kuf Chaf, daf 120, as we continue with Mesechas Pesachim, second to last daf of Pesachim. Beis Hashem, tomorrow will be put up as well, and Beis Hashem, next week on Sunday, we will start Mesechas Shkalim. But today, we continue and do last big section of Mesechas Pesachim, or Kuf Yates Mabez. Let's again go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that ein maftirin achar haPesach afikomen. One does not have dessert after the afikomen. And the Gemara gave all the different examples of the amoraim, what type of desserts not to have, the mushrooms or the doves or the tamarim klayus ve'egosim. We mentioned the Rashbam says that there's no machlokas between them. It's just different types of foods that the different amoraim like to eat. There is a Rabbeinu David who says there is a machlokas here. Feel free to look at that. But we're going to focus on the Rashbam's shot. One of the questions that is asked is, as we mentioned yesterday, why do we mention this halacha out of all of them to the Chacham? Ein maftirin achar haPesach afikomen. Why is that? Well, the answer that we give to the Chacham in the Haggadah. So we mentioned the thought of many Haggadahs that maybe it just means everything until now. All the way until now, ein maftirin achar haPesach. We see everything in Pesach HaPesachim, the first 120 blot, that's what we say. Maybe the last blot we will kuf chaf aleph, we save, but we don't tell him. But all the other first 120 we do say. That's one idea. So there's another thought in the, quoted in the Kamosi Shal Rav. It's based on Amar al-Diskin. But in the Kamosi Shal Rav Haggadah, there's another idea why we say this to a Chacham. And that is, two ideas. It says, Eza tshuva hizu l'shelas ben achacham. He says, he quotes first the Ramchal. The Ramchal writes, Shini achilas ha-matzah v'pesach u'mishum she-sa'or she-be'isa hu ha-yetzer hara. U'v'pesach anu ochlim mazon mekudesh b'lo yetzer hara. V'ki v'matzah yesh rak yetzer ha-tov. The Gemara tells us in the Pesachas Brachas that chamit symbolizes gaiva, symbolizes the yetzer hara, lifting ourselves up, and matzah is the holy bread, the bread that is kadosh. The question is, how is this going to last? We do it, but we want it to last with us, the message of matzah. And therefore, the chacham at the seder, who is a chacham, as it says in Perkei Avos, Ezu chacham haroes hanolad. He sees the future, and the chacham is asking, Im ken kasher chacham shoel moha idis v'achukim, his kavan is really, what good is it? Okay, I'm doing a mitzvah now, but how is it going to last? How is it going to remain with me? Right, tomorrow we're going to eat bread. Tomorrow we're going to eat other meat. So what do we say? Ein maftir nachar haPesach afikomen. Al yidei she'enoch lanachar afikomen, through not eating after the afikomen, and the tam is not removed from my mouth. So that's the way. That's the way that it remains, right? Don't take it away. In after Nachar Pesach, symbolically, don't eat anything after it on Pesach, and in that way, also help it remain with you throughout the year. That's the Chacham and Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach. That is the Kamosi Shal Rav. Also related, Yonah the Yoma in the Tali Oros Haggadah quotes also on this is based on the Maral Diskin, not the other one, but he quotes Ein maftir nachar haPesach afikomen, another message, and that is, it says by Esav and Yaakov, when Yaakov took the brachos, and Esav was very upset about it, and Yitzchak says, oh, there was somebody else that came already and gave it to me. The Esav achiv ba vayachrad Yitzchak charada gadol ad ba'od vayomer mi efo hu atzad tzayid vayaveli vaochel mikol, and I ate from it all. What are those two extra words? Vaochel mikol. So on that, the Maharal Diskin says that the Pasuk says, as we know, Rashi quotes it, Lechna latzon v'kachli misham shnei gedaye izim. Rivka tells Yaakov, go bring me two gedaye izim. Why? Rashi quotes there that it was Pesach. Right, just like in this week's parasha, it was Pesach. But so there was Pesach then. So echad kineged zecher the Pesach, and echad zecher, before it happened, the Chagiga. And that's what that's why Rivka asked Yaakov to bring shnei gedayizim. Vatidres amatamim v'esalechem. The lechem was the matzah. Vayevelo yayin v'yesh. The yayin was the dalav kosos. Chazal go through all of them. It says that's what Yitzchak is emphasizing. Va'ochel mikol. I already finished eating everything. Meaning Esav is bothered. So eat something else. Give me another bracha. Eat and give me a bracha. So Yitzchak says va'ochel. I ate from everything already. Meaning ein maftir nachar pesach afikomen. I already ate from the Chagiga. I already ate from the Pesach. I already ate from the Afikomen. So I can't eat from anything else, right? And therefore, I cannot give you any more bracha. So based on this, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says, Bemirma, your brother came Bemirma. Bemirma is Gematria Afikomen. He says, and that's what Yitzchak is being Marami. Nothing I can do about it. I can't eat anything more, and therefore I am stuck. Okay. Said that's a couple of points on Ein Maftirin Achar HaPesach Afikom. Okay, we continue. Again, a very important halachic point to say, but let's just continue a little bit more. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, I think we're up to there, right after the first couple of opinions of what desserts one is not allowed to have. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Ein Maftirin Achar HaMatz Achar Matz Afikomen. We have two versions of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. First version is, same halacha, not by Pesach, but by matzah. Now let it be, you have dessert after the matzah. Bizman hazeh. The Mishnah is talking about Bizman HaMikdash, and here's talking about Bizman hazeh. Tnan, ein maftir nachar matzah afikomen. The Mishnah says you can't have after the matzah. Achar matzah udolo. Aval achar matzah, after the Pesach udolo. Aval achar matzah maftirin. The Mishnah says you can't eat after the Pesach. Right? You can't have anything else in your mouth. But isn't that mashma that only after the Pesach and not after the matzah bizman hazeh? So did in the base of Mikdash times. So the Gemara says no. Lo mi boy kamar. Maybe it's a not only halacha. Lo mi boy achar matzah. De lo nafish tamayu. Not only after matzah. Are you not allowed to eat anything else after the matzah of Afikomen? Because even though why? Because the matzah's taste doesn't last so much in your mouth. Avala achra pesach, but after meat, the nafish tame that its taste will stand. Vala matzi avure, it's hard to get rid of it anyway. Less lunba, you might think, don't worry about it. Eat whatever you want because it's not going to remove the taste of the meat anyway. Kamash malan, we say. You're still not allowed to eat after even the Pesach. A couple of important points related to this. Number one is, so what's the reason? What's the reason you can't eat after Pesach? Okay, so it's not removed from your mouth. Why? So why is it so important not to be removed from your mouth? What is the reason of the Isser Achila after Pesach? Okay, hashkafically we just said, so it remains with you after Pesach. But halachically, what do the Rishonim say? The Rishonim all have their own reasons. Why is it that Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Avikomen? Says the Rashbam, to make sure that we eat the Karan Pesach Alasova. To make sure we eat it at the end of the meal. If we know that we could eat something after the Karan Pesach / Matzah, so I would save some. I wouldn't make sure to eat everything and then eat the Karan Pesach. So it's a geder, so that I make sure to eat the Karan Pesach al hasova. That is the Rashbam's pshat. It's right in the middle of the wide lines. Leachal basofa al hasova v'chei kol karbanos k'dechsev l'mashcha l'gedula k'derech sham alachem ochlin. That is number one. This is related, if you remember, back to the Yerushalmi. We had a Yerushalmi way back on Daf Ayin, I think it was. Tosas quoted the Yerushalmi that says that is the Isser, the reason that there's an Isser of Shviras Atzamos. I'm sorry. The reason that there's a halacha of Nechal al Asova is that you don't break Atzamos. So it's really two steps. There's a halacha of not eating anything after the Pesach so that you eat it al Asova, and that then of al Asova itself might be so that you don't come to break the bones, which is the Issa Daraisa. It's like a Syug L'Syug type of idea, but that's Yerushalmi. Other sources say that it's not just a Dindur Rabbanan of Al Hasova, but it might even be a Daraisa based on Lamashcha, like the Rashbam says here. That is the Rashbam. If you look elsewhere, the Meiri says that an Eved doesn't like seafood. Like, okay, I want to eat more. I'm sorry, that's a Ben Chorin. An Eved, whenever he sees food, he eats it. Even if it's at the end of the meal, even if it's after dessert, because he doesn't know when he's going to eat again. A ben chorin is benachas. A ben chorin eats a meal, and after he eats dessert, he says, something else, don't worry, I'll eat it tomorrow. It's okay, he has a much more relaxed attitude. Says the Meiri, that's b'nei chorin, that's why we don't eat anything after the afikomen. Because we already ate our meal. So we already ate dessert, we're not going to jump at the next food, because we can have it afterwards. Number two. And the Baal Hamor, final, the third one that we're going to mention is, we don't want you to forget Hallel. If you eat too much afterwards, you might come to forget Hallel. Similar idea to why you're not allowed to drink between the third and the fourth cup, because you might come to get drunk, and therefore you won't be able to finish the Haggadah. So too, says the Baal Amar here, Shelo yishkechu milomar Hallel, you won't forget to say Hallel. All these reasons have nafkaminas. The Chashuke Chemed was asked, what about chewing gum after the matzah? Not a chew gum after the matzah. And he has the case of somebody who suffers, it's from, you know, someone may rechus, he gets bad breath But physically, it's not just stomach, but he has something with his liver and with his stomach. So he always have a lot of gum to make him more, you know, be able to be near people. So is he allowed to chew gum after the afikomen? So he goes through. If the reason is that you don't forget to say halal, you're not having a 3-course meal here. Just chewing gum. So probably, according to the Baal HaMar's reason, it'll be mutter. If the reason is, so nechal asova, it's also probably okay. But chewing gum, you're gonna chew gum after, therefore you're gonna not eat the carbon pesach al asova. So it's probably okay according to that reason too. If the reason is derecheres, again, that is not, a little more unclear. He goes through the reasons back and forth, and he's, again, he leaves it based on the different reasons, that would be the answer that you would say. That would be the answer that you would say. Okay, there's others. He also talks here. He says, what happens if somebody throws up after he eats the afikomen? Hikias afikomen, velo nishar befif tamasa. He no longer has the tamasa befif. He has the tam of what he just threw up befif. Right? So what's the halacha? It can happen sometimes. Hopefully it shouldn't happen, but it can happen sometimes when he's been eating and drinking the whole night that he just had another kezayis of matzah, feels sick. Does he have to eat another kezayis? Not that he would want to at this moment. But he says, ha'im yochal ka'is od kezayis l'shem afikomen k'dish yishar lo tam matzah afikomen b'fiv. So he quotes that the writer shouldn't, the taste should stay there, and yet the taste is not there anymore. So l'chore, you have to eat again. You don't have the tam matzah b'fiv anymore. He says, but I asked my father-in-law, Rav Yashiv Zatzal, Shlita in the book, Veheshivli, he says, no, it's Asr, you a Yotze. You a Yotze, you don't have to eat again. Ki kayamim otabim nosafim. Let the other reasons apply. Other reasons apply that as we just went through, that you ate, and the whole issue of Ein Maftirin is for other reasons, which wouldn't apply in this case. So Rav Yashiv Paskin, that one does not have to worry about it in that case. Okay, that's the first issue over here relating to why is there an isser of ein maftirin. There is another discussion that one could have here, and that is, what does it say here? That matzah, what was the havamina? I would have thought, well, only matzah you have that halacha because the taste of matzah doesn't last. The taste of the Besar Pesach lasts. That's the basis for a halacha also, that the tam basar lasts. That's why we have to wait after fleishiks. Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Why do you have to wait after Fleishiks before eating Milchiks? Machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says, Mishum de Rashi and Chulin, Daf Kufay. Mishum de Basar Motzi Shuman Behu Nidzbak Pepet. Ma'arich Batamo. It's our Gemara right here. Rashi says, because meat is fatty and it remains in your mouth for many hours, the taste. And in order, the Isser Durabanan of eating Milchiks and Fleishiks together means you shouldn't have it in your mouth at the same time, and meat lasts. Ice cream, I can wash my mouth out, and it's not there anymore. But meat lasts, the shuman. And the Rashi says there, marech betamo. It's exactly what the Havamina of Gemara here is, and that's why you would have thought that there is no such halacha. That's why the Mishnah has to say it. That's Rashi. If you look at the Rambam gives a different reason. The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros and Perek Tes, the Rambam says, why do you have to wait? Mibrei abasar shel ben ha-shinayim. She'en osar bikinuach. Meat gets stuck in your teeth. And therefore, you have to wait after that. It only applies to steak, doesn't apply to chopped meat, doesn't apply to other things. But what about a fleishik soup? Okay, either way, low plug. The Rambam says that meat is nishar ben ha-shinayim, and it doesn't get removed bikinuach. And we're machmir, the Torah says, in Simen Peites, Basa B'chalav, we're machmir for both reasons. There are some cases that one reason applies, some cases that the other reason applies. So for example, let's say you just chew something, then you spit it out. You chew something, then it might get stuck between your teeth, but the taste isn't going to last. It didn't go to the back of your palate. If you just chewed something. Or, he quotes, "Lefi tama zatam im lo achlo el shalo aso latino in sarach lahamdin kivin shalo achlo ein emotzi tam." But for a Rambam says, "Basar ben hashinayim lefi dvarav la'achar sheshak yishir mutar afilo nishar basar ben hashinayim v'alois latino sarach lahamdin." Says, right, the other nafkamina is, what happens after 6 hours you find something between your teeth? You flossed, it's 7 hours later, and then you still see a piece of meat. You have to wait 6 hours from then? Right? Or not. Then we say, no, it doesn't have the status anymore. Right? So we're machmer like both answers. Probably in that case, we'll probably be mekel anyway, because it doesn't have the status of meat anymore. But do you have to wait, let's say, within the 6 hours? Anyway, that is the tour. Those are the two reasons. But the Rambam's reason is the Rashi's reason is the one that is mentioned here. Let's do a little more, and then we'll come up with another important issue that has to be mentioned. Name of Messiah lay, second to last line. Let's say that the following Tosefta is a proof to this discussion, as we just had. A proof to this version of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel that Ein Maftirin applies to both Pesach and Matzah. Even Bizman Hazeh Ein Maftirin Achbar Matzah Afikomen. Name of Messiah lay, Hasufganin V'adufshanin V'iskaritin. Different types of matzahs, of wafer matzahs. Adam Mamali Kreso Mehen, a person can eat whatever he wants from them. Ubilvan Sheyochal Kizayas Matzah Bachrona. As long as he eats a Kizayas of Matzah at the end. He can eat all of these, but there it is. You see Kizayas Matzah at the end. Bachrona in Barishona Lo. So this only applies Bachrona, meaning you have to eat Kizayas of Matzah last, and not earlier. So isn't that a riot? Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, who says that the halacha of Ein Maftirin applies by Matzah also, and not just by Pesach. So Mar says, no raya, Lomi Boy Kamar. No raya. Lomi boy, meaning it's just saying, and not only. Lomi boy, the Tosefta should be read. Not only. Lomi boy, barishona. Dika achil l'teyavon. Not only can you eat matzah earlier, where you eat it with a teyavon. Where you eat it with a taiva. Remember, we had that back on the first amud of this parak. Ari psachim samach l'minchal, yochal ache techshach. Why not? The Rashi says, because it's hider mitzvah to eat matzah b'teyavon. It was hider mitzvah in the Gavra. So we said back on Dapsadi test. So here too, you might think that eating matzah earlier fine is good, because you're eating it l'teyavon. Avo b'achrono, dilma atzi l'meichal achila gasa. But if you eat it at the end, maybe you might think, you have to be careful, you might come to eat it even after you're stuffed. You might come to eat achila gasa, aim alo, maybe it does not apply. Kamashvalon it does. Kamashvalon we say, that matzah also has the halacha of Eim Raftir and Achara Pesach Afikomen, and therefore that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Again, we get to hear to refer to a lot that we've discussed already in this parak, right? The Havamina of saying that it shouldn't be allowed because of Achila Gasa. Remember we had earlier in the parak Rabbeinu Tam who said that there are really two types of Achila Gasas. There's an Achila Gasa that we're almost full and we're getting full, but Kuf Zayin Amar Beis. Rabbeinu Tam quotes, that we can still eat. There's always room for dessert. That's a good type of achila gasa. That's an achila. It's halachic achila. You're full, but you're eating more. And then you have the second type of achila gasa, says Rabbeinu Tam, that you're full totally. If you eat anything more, it's going to make you sick. That type of achila gasa is not called an achila. And if you do that on Yom Kippur, you're going to be putter. And that's the type that we have to be worried about. Right, so Tosa says it in a few places in Shas, Nazar Chaf Gimel, but he says it right here in Psachim Daf Kuf Zayin Mabez, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, Trei Gavni Achila Gasa, Acha Shanafsho Katze Milecho, Vial Ose Potter Biyama Kippurim, Viesh Achila Gasa, She'enu Misavel Lecho, Acha Yesh Patam. Right, you know, you don't have taiva, but, you know, you'll eat. So, that's what the Gemara here is referring to, we have to be worried about Achila Gasas. Good, let's do the second version. So first version of the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, is that the halacha of Eim Rav Tirin applies by Pesach and by Matzah as well. Next, Marzutra Masiyachi, Marzutra has the following version. Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Maftirin Achara Matzah Avigomen. Right, you are allowed, right? The halacha doesn't apply by Zman Hazeh. Only applies by Zman HaMikdash, by the meat, by Karban Pesach. But by Matzah it does not apply. So everything we asked before as proofs, we're going to use again. Neima Messiah lay. Let's try to bring this Tosefta as a proof now. Eim Aftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen. Achar Pesach Delo. Aval Achar Matzah Maftirin. Right, we're Medayik then. Maybe the Mishnah, our Mishnah says after Pesach. So maybe that's only specifically after Pesach, but not after Matzah. So the Tosefta before was a Raya, and now I misspoke. The Mishnah is a Raya. So the Mishnah is a riot, because it's only after Pesach, but after Matzah will be okay. So Mar says, Lomi Boy Kamar. No, the Mishnah might be Lav Dafka. Lomi Boy, and we have to understand that the Mishnah means both. Lomi Boy Achar Matzah de Lonafish Taime. Not only after Matzah, which does not last, do you have the Halacha. Aval Achar Pesach Eimelo. Kamash Malon. Right, so then it implies both, meaning there's no Raya or Kasha on this version. Meisvei, so now the Tosefta is a Kasha. Not a raya. Hasaf gone and vadav shana ves karitin. Adam memali kreso mehen. A person can eat whatever he wants from them. Ubilvad she yochal kizayis matzah b'achrona. As long as he eats a kizayis matzah at the end, b'achrona in barishona lo. Only at the end. But barishona, if he eats it earlier, no good. Right? So you see that the halacha is that you have to eat matzah at the end. Now the same halacha applies to matzah, so it's a kasha on this version. So where it says again, "Lo mi bai kamer, lo mi bai barishona, tekaachal teyavo." Not only earlier, "Yavo bachrona, dasi lemechla achila gase malo." You might think there's a danger. Kamash malan, kamash. Let me say no. There's no danger, and the same halacha would apply. Lamaisa, lamaisa. We pass in this way. Lamaisa, we say that halacha does apply bizman hazeh of ein maftirin achar ha pesach. And achar hamatzah afikomen. Same halacha would apply. Quoted in Shulchan Aruch here in Simin Taf Ayin Ches Sif Aleph. Achar afikomen ein lechol shum davar. We don't need anything after the afikomen, right? Which reason did the poskim quote? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Kadesh shol yaver mipiv tam matzah shel afikomen shum mitzvah ayidei tamos amachah. I didn't even quote that reason. The Rambam quotes because it's a mitzvah. The mitzvah should stay in your mouth. Right, it's different, a little different than the Balamar and the other reasons, but it's a mitzvah. Ubidiyaved, imachal achra of shum davar. What happens if you did eat something afterwards? Say the achronim, yachzer v'yochal kezayis natsa shmur l'shem afikomen. If you ate something afterwards, you have to eat afterwards, you have to eat it again. What about drinking? What about drinking? So we say anything other than water is a problem. Water you can have. After the matzah, after the afikomen, you want to have water, that's fine. But after, besides the dalad kosos, besides kos number 3 and 4, which you're going to have, so that's obvious. But other than that, one is not supposed to have anything in one's mouth. Okay, major machlokas here, but it's referred to, we had a Shabbat HaGadol drasha about this a couple of years ago. And the question is, the Rishonim here discuss, what is the ikar mitzvah of matzah? We know, bizman hazeh, we eat matzah at the beginning of the Suda, al achilas matzah, and then we eat the afikomen, which is the ikar mitzvah. We're machmer nida kazayis here, nida kazayis there, which is the ikar mitzvah. So right here, says the Rashbam, says Tosvos. What's the ikar mitzvah? Says the Rashbam and Tosvos, the first one. The first one is the ikar. If you look in the Rashbam, for example, but 5 lines from the bottom, al karchenu. Says the Rashbam right here, al karchenu, we are forced to say that anu mevarchin al achilas matzah barishona afal pi she'ein l'shem chova. We have to say the bracha of achilas matzah before the suda because that's the first time you're eating matzah, but that's not because that's the ikar. It's just like, says the Rashbam, we had a couple of days ago in the daf. Remember the Gemara said on Kuf Tes Vav, what happens if you have the same vegetable for karpas and for maror? What's the halacha? You have to say, right? One of the Amorim said, you have to say halachilas maror earlier, even though you're not doing the mitzvah then, really, because, well, la'acha shemila kreso mehen, yachzer v'yochal mimenu. After you already filled your stomach from it, you have to, you're gonna make the bracha later? So even though the mitzvah is later, everybody agrees karpas is not the ikar mitzvah, but still, you make the bracha then, because that's the first time you're eating it if it's the same food. So the Rashbam says the same thing by matzah. The ikar mitzvah of matzah is the later one. But we just say the bracha of al achilas matzah earlier because that is the first time that you are coming in contact with the matzah. And who else has it? Tosfos right here. Tosfos on Daf Kuf Chaf, right here. Second skinny line. The ikar mitzvah al harishona. He quotes both. Even if the first bit says that Rishon Shibala Teyavon, Vigam Yelo Basov, and then he says, Viafilum Iker Mitzvah Bachrona, Ainzatame Manum of Archanala Rishona, could they lift our Matzal Shalachrona? And even if you want to say that, Shari Ain Lavarchal Achrona, Mishav Shalachashim, and the Kresahu, Aval Yachul Lavarchal Rishona, Vitipadar Achrona. So, right, Tosas quotes both opinions. The Rashbam says the later mitzvah, and the Rush, right here says the Beferish that the first one is the Iker. The Rashi here in Siman Lama Dalet said the first one is the Iker, and that's why we say Al Achilas Matzah here. So it's a major machlokas. What exactly is the first? Hilchah Nira Li De Osa Matzah Eina L'Shem Chova. The later one. Ela Ochlan Osa Zechel LePesach Shinechal Asava Bachrona Ulefishu Zechel LePesach Yishlitin LaDin Pesach Shlolech Alachareha. That's the Rush right here in Siman Lama Dalet. That is the. Those are the two machlokas Rishonim, what we say about what the ikar mitzvah of matzah is. Okay, there are major nafkaminas about this as well. Remember, we said the sheets of the Rambam based on many other achronim, and that is maybe there's no ikar mitzvah. Maybe everything you eat tonight is part of the mitzvah, and that's meduyik from the language of the Rambam. If you remember, the Rambam says mitzvahs asay to eat matzah on the night of Pesach. Once you eat a kezayis, then you have fulfilled your chiyuv. That's the language of the Rambam. Rambam does not say mitzvah to eat a kazayas. Meaning, it sounds like for the Rambam that everything you eat that night is included. All the matzah that you eat. Well, you're right, kazayas, you're yotzei. But all the matzah that you eat that night, you are yotzei, you're chiyuv. So that reflects that maybe there's no ikar, beginning, end. Everything you eat, all matzah that you eat on the night of Pesach is going to be good enough. That's the diuk in the language of the Rambam. Okay, and then we'll get back to other points of the Rambam a little bit later. Maybe a Rambam l'shitaso. The Rambam's loshem mitzvah zeven atar lechol matzah v'lo chamisha asar shenemar be'erev tochlu matzos b'chol makom v'chol zman u'misha achal kizayis yatzi yidei chovaso. Right, that's the Rambam in Nefesh Chamisa Matzah in Perek Vav. So that's the diuk of the Achronim. Again, which is the Iker, the first one or the second one. Okay, there's more, but we will continue. Says the Gemara, two dots. Amar Rava Matzah Bizman Hazed Oraisa. Umarar Durabanan. Rava says, Matzah Bizman Hazed Oraisa and Marar Durabanan. Why? What's the difference? Umaishna Marar Dichsiv. By the way, that's parenthetically why. We mentioned this earlier. Why? We don't only do Korech. Right? Hillel used to do Korech. Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillel, Kenasa Hillel, B'zach HaBez B'zach HaYikaya, but we don't just do Korech. We do both. We do Matzah, then we do Maror, then we do Matzah and Maror together. Why? One of the reasons is because if we do Maror together, Maror, which is Drabanan today, is Mevatel, part of the taste of the Matzah, which is Daraisa today. And that's why we have to do it separately, and then we do it together. Right, that's why we do it in that way. So this is what we hold. That's what we say. Matzah is banan says daraisa, and maror is derabanan. Umaishna maror. Why is maror derabanan today? Dichsif al matzos umrorim yochluhu. That's linked up with the Karban Pesach. Only when you eat the Karban Pesach is it daraisa. There's a question in the Rishonim. What happens if you eat maror by itself is banan mikdash? Is that daraisa or derabanan? Right, because it's Mar Bizman HaMikdash is Taraisa because you have the Karban Pesach. What if you don't eat it with the Karban Pesach? Is it Taraisa Bizman HaPesach or only with the Pesach? That's a question. But either way, at least with the Pesach it is Taraisa. Al Matzosim Rom Yochluhu Bizman Deika Pesach Yesh Marar, because you see the focus is Bizman. Bizman, when there is Karban Pesach, then there is Mar Taraisa. U Bizman Deleka Pesach Leka Mar, and when there is no Karban Pesach Bizman Hazeh, then there is no Mar Taraisa. I matzah nam mihaksiv al matzah osum rorim. By matzah also it says, al matzah osum rorim yochluhu. So matzah is also linked in the pasuk, says the Gemara, but there is another pasuk. Matzah meheder hader bekra. As we know, by matzah, the pasuk repeats itself, ba'erev tochlu matzah. So it's an extra pasuk, a separate independent pasuk, and that teaches me that matzah is an independent mitzvah. Not only, maybe it has an extra element when it is linked and eaten with the Karban Pesach, but it definitely has its own independent d'oraisa element, which exists today as well, chai v'kayim. So that is all Ravashita. Ravash is Mata Bizman Hazeh is d'oraisa, and Mara Bizman Hazeh is d'rabanan. Related to this line of the Gemara is something that we discussed weeks ago, but it's right here in the Rishonim. And that is, if Mata Bizman Hazeh is d'oraisa, ask the Balamar, ask the Meiri and others, so why is it that we only say one Alachilas Matzah on the first night, while just by contrast, Leishe Basukkah we say all the time? Every time you go into the Sukkah, you say Leishe Basukkah. Matzah today is Daraisa, right? So it's what? Only the first night? So we're going to say, oh, maybe it's not a Chiyav the rest of the time. Okay, but Sukkah isn't a Chiyav either, right? I could just eat fruit the whole day. So that's the Balamar's answer. The Balamar right here on the second to last page in Meseches Pesachim says the Bal Hamar, there's a difference between matzah and sukkah. The Yesha Sho'alin, Bachilas Matzah, Matam Einanu Mavarchin Alei Kol Zayin, Kemoshim Mavarchin Alei Sukkah Kol Zayin. Why is that? Daha Gamrinan Mehadadi, Shalayla Rishon Chova, Mikan Ve'elach Rishus, Bein B'matzah, Bein B'sukkah, Kedis V'Verka Yashon. What's the difference? Sukkah and matzah both have a chiyuv tesvav the first night, as we just saw of erev tochlu matzos. While there's a difference in the bracha, the yesh lo hashiv lefi she'adam yakol bishar yamim la'amod b'lo achilas matzah v'yehi nizon ba'orez v'duchin v'kol minei peris. You're able to get away without eating matzah the entire Pesach. You can do that. Sukkah you cannot get away with. Why? Fine, you want to eat fruit.
but you have to sleep. And the halacha is you have to sleep in the sukkah. Even Shein Esarai. So there's no way you're going to get out of sukkah all 7 days. So implicit in the tzivoy, yes, there's a chiyuv to eat a kezayis of lechem on the first night. But implicit in that is also that you are going to be in the sukkah later on. You're going to be in the sukkah later on in sukkahs. So that means it reflects that it's a mitzvah that continues, and therefore you have to make a bracha the whole time. Masha'enkein, right? But Masha'enkein by Pesach, no, maybe you won't eat matzah the whole time. That's the Baal Amar's answer. If you look in the Achronim, we mentioned then also, the Achronim give another beautiful answer, and that is, sukkah is an independent mitzvah per se, every day of sukkahs. That's the mitzvah of sukkah. Even if you want to say there's a kiyum of matzah, the rest of sukkahs, as we'll mention soon, that's only as a, in conceptual terms, that's only because you are rejecting chametz at that time. It's not that there is a mitzvah of matzah per se. So that's why you're not going to make a bracha. It's more of a rejection. A preventing, a going against something, a rejection, you never make a bracha on that. You never make a bracha on something positive of Hosavas Kedusha. There's no bracha on Mayim Achronim. Right? It's just to remove a sakana. There's no bracha on kashering. There's only a bracha on Tevilas Kalim, not on Agalas Kalim, because you're just removing something. You're going against something. So here, you're just, it's the anti-chametz act. It's not an act per se, and that is another difference. The Binyan Tzion says that in a tshuva, in Chelek Beisim, in Memvav, and we mentioned it from others earlier. But again, that is matzah versus sukkah. So matzah bizmanazah is daraisa, and mara bizmanazah is derabanan. That is Rav Ashita. Next, Rav Acha bar Yaakov amar, no, echad zeh derabanan. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, no, even matzah today is derabanan. Right, and therefore at the seder there, according to him, there's only one mitzvah daraisa going on. Sibrisius Mitzrayim. That's it. Only one unique Pesach mitzvah. We hold that there's two and two. Sipur and Matzah, and Mor and Dalakosos. We hold it's two and two. But Rav Acha bar Yaakov says three and one. Pashtos. Ela Haksib, Erev Tochel Matzahs. What does he do with that extra pasuk? Hahimi Boile, Litami Vishaya Baderech Rechoka. He uses that to tell me that even these people who cannot eat Karban Pesach can eat Matzah. Tesakadai the Chamina, I might have thought that they're all linked. Kivan de Pesach lo achli, since they don't eat the current Pesach. And they're going to have to go to Pesach Sheni, right? Fond memories of the ninth Perek, since they have to go to Pesach Sheni for Pesach, Matzo Mar Nami lo Nechel. Maybe they don't even have a Chiyuv to eat Matzah and Mar. Kamash Malan, we say they do. Meaning Matzah is separate. Matzah is not connected to the current Pesach. For Rava Amalacha, Tamev Shayabadach Rechoka, Latzarakra. Rava would say, you know, you don't need a Pesach for that. No, Berf Tochlo Matzos is a separate end. You don't need a pasuk for that. Why? Dil Gari Me Arel Uben Echar. They're no worse than an Arel, an uncircumcised person, and a Ben Echar. Titania, V'kal Arel Lo Yochel Bo, Bo Eino Ochel, Avaloch Matzo Mar. We darshan Bo. He can't eat it. He can't eat the current Pesach, but he can eat Matzah and Marar. And also, and therefore, you don't need the pasuk to teach me Tomei and Derech Rechoka, and therefore it's open to teach me that it's Daraisa Bizmanazah. V'idach, Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Ksivai, V'ksiv B'hai V'tzrichi. No, you need both. You wouldn't have been able to learn Arel and Ben Echar and Tomei and Derech Rechoka. You wouldn't have been able to learn one from the other. What's the Tzrichi? So the Rashbam goes through the Tzrichi. This one has Tashlum in Ola Pesach, so you wouldn't have been able to compare to that one. And the other one has, it goes through back and forth. Why you wouldn't have known one from the other, right? The Gemara doesn't feel the need to say the Tzrichi. The Rashbam, though, explains how each one works. You want to read it? Okay. Tamei and Derech Rechoka lo yalef. It should be in the Gemara, but it's not. The Rashbam says, Tamei and Derech Rechoka, you would not have learned from Arlan ben Echar. Why? To ha islei tashlum in lepesach sheni. Because after all, the latter two could do a pesach sheni. Maybe that's why they can't eat matzah. Because they're going to do a Pesach Sheni. But Erla Ben Echar, maybe they should eat Matzah of Pesach Rishon, because they won't be doing Pesach Sheni. And if you only add that, I would have said it only applies to Erla Pesach Sheni. Meaning I would have only applied it to the one that I thought needed it. Because they don't have Tashlumin. So he works it out. Good. Tanya Kavasi to Rava, back to the Gemara. So there's a support of Rava. Again, who holds Matzahs Daraisim, as Lana said. Sheshas Yamim Tochel Matzos. 6 days eat matzah, and on the seventh day, it's another day of Yantif. Mashvi Rishus, Av Sheshes Yamim Rishus. Just like this seventh day is a Rishus, So to the first 6 days. Why? My time ahead, you get that. Havardavar Shoye Bechlal. The seventh day was included in the mitzvah, in the, right, the 7 days of Chag HaMatzos. Why does it mention it separately? The Yatzah Menachol Alamed. Lo Alamed Al Atzmo Yatzah, El Alamed Al Chag Kulu Yatzah. So it, but once it's said separately, it must be an exception that reflects on the rule. So therefore, you don't have to eat matzah the whole sukkahs. You don't have to eat matzah the whole Pesach. Yochol af laila harishon rishus. You might think even the first night is voluntary, whatever you want to do. Tabalomar ha-matzahs amarom yochlu hu. No, you got to eat it the first night. Ein li el bizman shebeis ha-mikdash kayom. Bizman shebeis ha-mikdash kayom inayin. How do you know even bizman hazeh? Tabalomar ba-erev tochlu matzos ha-kasuv kav-o chova. So even bizman hazeh, a brisa that Pefeirus supports Rava's shita. And that is what we hold. As we know, matzah bizman hazeh is the Araisa. The Chassam Sofer says, writes in one place, that could be the only mitzvahs achila de Araisa that we do bizman hazeh, of a specific item. Right, we Simchas Yantif is the Araisa, according to some Rishonim. So, but that's, there's no specific mitzvah to eat this specific piece of chicken. But what other mitzvahs do we have today? We don't do Trumas and Maisos Daraisa. We don't do Karbanos Daraisa. Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah Daraisa to eat, but it's not a specific food. Not a specific food. Right? Shabbos and Yom Tov also. Shabbos is, right, Yom Tov has a strong Drabanan. It's also included in Zochas Yom Shabbos Akasho in a wider sense. Chassam Sofer says, what other mitzvah do we have? I think there was one more maybe. Sorry? A Kizayis on Sukkis of bread. Okay, but that's the same thing as, you know, every Simchas Yantiv. You have a Chiyuv Seuda. That Chiyuv Seuda is part of a Samachta B'Chagecha. You have a Chiyuv Seuda. But Pesach is specifically this item. This item. Okay, you want to say it's this item of bread? Bread, okay. But either way. Tesvav. Okay. But I think it's more focused on the Chefs of Shal Mitzvah when it comes to Pesach. Okay. Weiter. But just keep in mind also the Chizkuni that has come up a few times in the Masechta and the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says it, and that is, even though there's no Chiyuv to eat matzah the rest of Pesach, it is a Kiyum. It is a Kiyum da'araisa, even though it's not a Chiyuv da'araisa. And therefore, if I do it, I'm Mekayim, the Mitzvah da'araisa, even though I don't say a bracha, that's the Gra, who is very makbit to eat matzah all of Pesach, even on the last day. That's what we say, when there's Achdus and Am Yisrael on the last day of Pesach, or Chasidim and Misnagdim, everybody has an extra Seuda on the last day of Pesach, whether you call it Seuda Shal Mashiach, whether you call it Ilas HaChag, okay, that might be a difference, but either way, there's everybody has an extra meal to get one more Seuda of Mitzvah. Weiter. Yashnu Miksasan. Okay, we're at the end of the Seder, we're at the end of the Masechta. What happens if somebody falls asleep in the middle of eating Karban Pesach? Middle of eating Karban Pesach, if he falls asleep, only Yashnu Miksasan. If some of them fell asleep at the Seder, Yochlu, then even after they wake up, you could continue eating. Because the people who were awake kept your kfias. Like we had earlier, remember in Hilchas Brachas a little bit. Makes a difference if some people are still there. That is the Rashbam's pshat of this line of the Gemara. Kulan, but if they all fell asleep, Lo Yochlu, then you're finished. Why? Because it is as if it's eating the Karban Pesach in two places. That's the Rashbam's Lashon. Nirek ochel pischa b'beis bekomos. He fell asleep in the middle. So it's as if you're eating it in two bekomos. And that's why one is not allowed to do it. It's not like, he does not like the pshat of eating it. It's not like eating it in two chaburos, because it's you're the same person, you woke up. But it's like eating it in two different places. And then he says on the third wide line, v'hu adin nami b'matzah bizman hazeh. She'achar she'hizcha lechol matzah schova b'achrona. As the Rashbam said before, the Iker Mitzvah is the Afikomen. If you eat a little bit of the Afikomen, then you fall asleep, and then you wake up, you want to continue eating the Afikomen, right? You got to have some people that stayed awake. That is the Halacha, says the Rashbam. It has to do with Pesach, and it has to do with Matzah. If you look in the Rambam, the last Halacha in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, it sounds like the Rambam says this Halacha is talking about the whole Suda. Forget in the middle of Karban Pesach, the middle of Matzah. If you middle of the meal, some people fell asleep in the middle of the meal, the Rambam says. Misha Yashan Betocha Seuda. And the Ramah quotes this lashon of the Rambam. So, Rav Sternbach, another point that it's the Rambam Lashitaso. Because the Rambam says, everything you eat is the mitzvah. Maybe the whole Seuda is part of the mitzvah. So if you fell asleep in the middle, so then, that is a problem. So anyway, that includes of some of them versus part of them. Rav Yossi Omer, no. If you fell asleep, you're finished. But the halach is Nisnam Nemu. What if you just a little bit, had the bouncy head, right? Your eyes closed, a little bit of not really falling asleep, but dozing. Yochlu, then you're allowed to eat it, but near demulo yochlu, but if you were near dam, for the word tardema, if you're really out, so then you can't eat it, even if other people were awake. Fine. HaPesach achar chatzos betame yasei adayim. Korban Pesach after chatzos, this is like the shita that says the zman is only till chatzos, is betame yasei adayim. It becomes nosar, which is a dinda oraisa, but chazal, as comes up on tomorrow's daf, chazal created a tumah derabanan for nosar. Tumah derabanan, so that you make sure to eat it, because you don't want to become tamei. Ha'pigal v'anosar matamei yasei adayim. Pigal also, pigal v'anosar matamei yasei adayim. On a Durabana level. On a Daraisa level, they're just asked to eat. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nisnamnu Yochlu Nirdimulo Yochlu, Hechidami Nisnamnim. So what does that mean? Does that mean just to doze? Amar Vashi, Nimno Nim Tir Velo Tir. You're not really sleeping, but you're also not really awake. Kigon, Dekari Leva Ani. If somebody calls to you, you can answer, Velo Yada Laduri Svar. You can't really, like, make sense in your answer. You'll be able to answer, you'll hear somebody talking to you in the recesses of the brain. But you won't be able to give a logical answer. But you will remember it. So that's, you know, that's state. Abaya v'yasav kami d'rabba. Abaya was in front of Rabba. Chazat the kami nimnim. He saw that he was dozing. Again, obviously post-based amigdash. We're talking about matzah here. Amarle, meinam kanaimar. Hi, what's going on? You're dozing. Amarle, minu mekam namnim. I'm only dozing. V'tnan nisnamnemu yochlu nirdemu lo yochlu. Right, passing like Rabbi Yossi. He says, don't worry, I'm still okay. I'm still conscious enough. Ha'pezach ha'chach chatzos medam esi yadai v'chulu. Alma, what is our Mishnah holding? Mechatzos ha'vile nosar. It's nosar from chatzos. Mantana, who is this like? Amr of Yosef, Rabazim and Azariah, the machlokas, Tanoim, about, is Karim Pesach until Chatzos, or is it all night? Machlokas Tanoim. So Rabazim and Azariah says only until Chatzos. Titania, Vyochlo, it's a basa balayla hazeh. Rabazim and Azariah Omer, Nemar kan balayla hazeh. You eat the Karim Pesach that night. Venemar lahalon, and it says by Makas Bechoros. Vyavarti beres Mizraim balayla hazeh. Malahalon ad Chatzos, Avkan ad Chatzos. Just like Makas Bechoros took place at Chatzos, until Chatzos, at Chatzos, so too here, Karim Pesach is until Chatzos. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, Valo Kfar Nemar, Chipazon. Ad Shas Chipazon. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it says Chipazon. Meaning until they went out quickly, which was in the morning. Rabbi Akiva says, you can eat Karim Pesach until the morning. Imke Mata Malomar, Balayla. So what is the Balayla emphasizing? Says Rabbi Akiva, Yocho Yehe Nechal Kachim Bayom. It's emphasizing you can't eat it the next day. Because usually, karbanos, you have at least a day to eat it. Right? Even kachim, you have day and night. So here, you eat starting it at night. So you might have thought you also have the next day to eat it. So, tamalomar balayla, balayla zeh, balayla hu nechal, venu nechal bayom. That's Rabbi Akiva, what's the emphasis of layla. For Rabbi Akiva, hayazeh mayavilei. So what does he do with hazeh? Right? We know what he does with balayla. What does he do with hazeh? Mi boyle lemute layla acher hu da'asa. Is to exclude the following night. Why? I would have said, Ho elu pezach kachim kalim. We know Karban Pesach is an example of kachim kalim. Vishlamim kachim kalim. And shlamim is also kachim kalim. Ma shlamim ne'echol l'shtayam alayla echad. Just like Karban shlamim is day night day. So af Pesach. Ukim leilos bakam yamim. So days and nights switch, right? You start it by night. So maybe it should be via nechal shtei leilos v'yom echad. It should be eaten for night, day, night. Just like shlamim is day, night, day. That's why it says hazeh. No, it can only be eaten this night. The Rashbam here has two deos, fascinating deos, whether we should take it literally that the daytime in between would be able to be eaten. Meaning is the Gemara's Havamina only that you would be able to eat it the following night? Or also the day in between. Like a shlamim, it could be in day, night, day. So here too, night, day, night. 2 days in the Rashbam, or it's just not meant to be taken so literally. Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Amar Lachal, let's just finish, then we'll mention a couple of points. Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, Milosa Sira at Boker Nafkaha. No, you know that from that. Don't leave it to the morning. So you know it doesn't include the following day or night. Rabbi Akiva, Amar Lachal, Ilo Chaza Rachman Hazeh, no, without Hazeh, Hava Mina, my Boker, Boker Sheni. I would have said maybe Boker means the second Boker. Rav Elazar, Amar Lachal, Kol Hecha, Dixiv, Chaza Boker, Boker Rishonu. No, Boker always means the first one, period. We mentioned various times in the past the beautiful thought of the Nachlas Yaakov. What Nachlas Yaakov? We know the Gemara here says that Makas Bechoros took place at Chatzos. But is it so clear? The Braisa at the beginning of Maseches Smachos quotes that there are really two psukim. There are really two psukim. When the Makas Bacharis take place? Vashem hiko kol bachar, vahiba chatzi alaylo, Vashem hiko kol bachar beres Mitzrayim. But then, kili kol bachar, biyoma kosi kol bachar. And Sefer Bamidbar. So is it by yom? Is it by day? Is it at day or night? So says the Braisa, even though Hashem hit them, makas maves, at chatzos, haisa nafsha mifar peres bohem ara boker. They were like ghosts him until the morning. So Hashem hit them at night, and then they were ghosts him until the morning. That's the Braisa at the beginning of the Maseches Smachos, right? So ask the Nachos Yaakov on the bottom of the page here, you know, why is that beginning of Maseches Smachos is all about Hilchos Avelos? It's in the back of Maseches Avodah Zarah. So what is that Braisa stuck in there doing there at the beginning of Maseches Smachos? So the Nachos Yaakov says, oh, it's based on a Gemara and a Tosfos. The Gemara says in Maseches Sanhedrin, a Daf Lamed Tes, that a certain heretic asked Rabbi Yavo, if your God is a Kohen, as it says, V'yikhuli Truma, so when he buried Moshe Rabbeinu, in which mikvah did he go in afterwards? Right, but my tavil, and if you want to say, in a water mikvah, but there's not enough water in the world for Hashem to fit in, so Amalei, so Rabbi Yavo answers, and they went in fire. Because it says Hashem, you know, Be'esh Yavo. Okay, does that tefillah work? Of course it works, because, right, it quotes the Kabbalah Kachpolta. Fine. Tosfos there asks the Sanhedrin, why the Min only ask him, how did he tovel? Why did he ask him, how did he make himself tummy in the first place? Tosfos says, no problem, Barim Atem Hashem Elokeichem. We are children of Hashem, and Kohen has to be Batami himself for the seven krovim. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Batami himself Kaviyachol. That's why the Min didn't ask that question. Fine. But now the question asked the Nachos Yaakov is, I have another question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed out the firstborns. Ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo shliach, was Hashem echvodo v'yatzmo. They're not Batam Atem Hashem Lokechem. So how is he Batami himself? Oh, that's Maseches Smachos. He hit them at Chatzos, but they didn't die till the next morning. And what's the first line of Maseches Smachos? Hagoseis harukachai lechodvarav. A goseis, somebody on his deathbed, is a chai lechodvarav, and then it goes into Hilchos Avelos. Right, but that's a goseis. So this whole story is the background proving, and Hashem is using that halacha, so to speak, to answer the question of how he was able to do it, and he did not make himself tamei. Good, so now we know it happened a little bit at Chatzos, and a little bit later. Amar Rava. If somebody eats matzah after chatzos, he's a yosei. Why? Because matzah is comparable to Karban Pesach. Pshita, obvious. Keep it the ishkus of Pesach, the Pesach tummy. He says it about Karban Pesach, so he says it about matzah too. So where it says no. Ma'o de tema, you might have thought ha'afke kra mehakesha. Once you have the extra pasuk of making matzah independent, be'erev tochlu matzos, so that removes it from being compared to Karban Pesach. And it doesn't have all the halachas of Karban Pesach. Kamash Balan, that's the chiddush. Dechia hadre kra la milsa kamaisa hadre. When the pasuk tells me that there is a chiyav of matzah, it's not saying an independent chiyav. It's saying a chiyav that's parallel to what the mitzvah of Karban Pesach was bizman hamikdash. Right? Chozer la hadre la milsa kamaisa. And that's why the same halachas would apply. Who do we paskin like? Rabbi Kiva Blazim and Azariah. So that's a major machlokas we've shown him. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva, that you have the whole night. Tosfos paskins, possibly like Elazar ben Azariah, right? Not sure. And the Rosh says it's a sfeika d'dina. So we're machmir. We're machmir l'chadchila. We're machmir l'chadchila to say that before chatzos you have to eat the kezayis, but if you have extenuating circumstances, like they say the story of Rav Shradron, quoted by a lot, many Gdolan, but in the biography of Rav Shradron, I think it was Pesach Kro that tells over, the author says that he was once with Rav Shradron and eating at a Seder, and Chatzos came and went, they were in the middle of the meal, came and went, they ate the matzah many hours later, and he asked him afterwards, how can you do that? He says, the woman, the mother of the house, the wife of the house, prepared this whole meal, and we were running late, what, I'm going to be machmir by Sveika the Dina because of Rav Azari Shita, and I'm going to be Mekel in Hilchus, Vaishpere Chavera Barabim and Benazam Chavero. She played a whole meal. Okay, this year I can't be Machmir for Blazam and Azariah. What can I do? I'll be Machmir for Hilchus Benazam Chavero. Right, so we have to try to do our best to time it, but there's a scenario that it's impossible. Then we don't have a choice. They're the famous Avnei Nezer that's quoted here. Everybody talks about the Avnei Nezer. Probably top three or four famous Avnei Nezers. Right? We're going to make it famous right now. And that is, what happens if you're almost at Chatzos, and you don't know what to do, and you still have your meal to do, you still have this to do, that to do, and you don't want to stop eating. So Rabbi Nezer says, make a tanai, make a condition. Meaning, have a kazayis of matzah right before chatzos and say, if the halakha is like Rabbi Azarias, this is my afikomen. And then after that, don't eat anything until chatzos passes. And then finish your meal. And then after you finish your meal, have another kazayis. Just like the halakha is like Rabbi Akiva. What's the assumption of the Avnei Nezer? The halakha of not eating anything after matzah only applies during the time that you're able to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. So according to Rabbi Azariah, the mitzvah of Shiheta Matzah Befiv only applies until Chatzos. And after you can eat whatever you want, that is a huge assumption. It's a huge assumption. You might say that even according to Rabbi Azariah, the halakha of Matzah Befiv and the other mitzvahs of Lila apply the whole night. Remember, the five rabbis in B'nai Brak, one of them was Rabbi Azariah. Even though Korban Pesach finished earlier, he was still going with Sibritzias Mitzrayim. Unless you say it was just because Rabbi Kiva was the Marada Asra. Either way, this is the time of the Avnei Nezer. All the Achronim discuss it, whether it works or not, whether you need it. The Beis Halevi and the Beis Halevi Agada writes that you don't even need it today. You know, if he's right that the halacha of matzah b'fiv only applies till the end of the mitzvah, then don't make it tonight. You don't need it tonight. It's automatic. If the halacha is like this, then the halacha, you know, the mitzvah kicks in, and you do it later too. You don't have to make it tonight. But either way, this is, could you make a tzai on mitzvahs in general? You might say mitzvahs are automatic. You do a mitzvah, you do a mitzvah. Okay, either way, this is a big discussion. But this is a lot what we have to talk about when it comes to the mitzvah of matzah. All right, what happens if you have a hatzalah call, and then right at the end, you know, you only have 5 minutes left, do you skip the Haggadah? Do you not skip the Haggadah? You have to create lechem oni, as we've said. Either way, this is an important discussion, but we will stop here, Be'ez Hashem. We'll finish up the end. Be'ez Hashem, it's on. We're going to put it online, but also we'll do it at the Siyam in a couple of minutes. Okay, we'll stop here. Shkoyach, everyone, and Baruch Hashem, we're able to do one of the major mesechtas in Shas. Now we have only a couple of weeks. Now starts Moed. Shkalim, Yom HaSukkah, Rosh Hashanah, Beis HaTinus, Megillah, Mekoran Chagiga. Right now starts the first half of Moed. Well, Shabbos and Erevin are their own world. Pesachim is its own world. Shkalim is its own world, really. The only Rishalmi we get to do. And then we get to the other Mesechtas. Okay, we'll stop here.